Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Michelle. And today we are going to talk to you about the challenge. We are right before the final, right before the holidays. We're going to have a little bit of a challenge break here for a couple weeks. But then we're also going to talk about the Survivor finale. So getting started here with the challenge today, though, right before the final. We have a location change. They go to the Philippines and they basically like take this boat into another boat called the Sinister, which is where they're, which is like the home base for the final. So what this reminds me of is like, I can't remember which, maybe it was USA because Kaz was there. Or not USA, Global. Global Championship when they had their home base was the train. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
This is what it reminds me of because it's like this like creepy boat in the middle of nowhere. So I think that there's going to be a lot of swimming in the final, especially if that if this last elimination is any indicator. But I guess before we get to the boat, they had the daily challenges, the fortress, and they had to go basically up this castle and carry bricks two at a time and one and 40 bricks and 10 beams one at a time and then solve this puzzle. Cara Maria had a 3-minute penalty from the time before, and Jordan and Jenny end up winning this daily challenge. There's a lot of controversy about Jenny's win. If you see online, it like looks like her puzzle was wrong. Jenny has told people that maybe the editing was wrong and that was her first check because her like last one was definitely whatever. So
Did
I
you notice it was wrong when you were watching the episode? Or
yeah.
did you just, oh, you did. Oh, wow. So it was obvious.
Well, I watched the episode the next day, so I knew to watch for it, but I did think it was obvious, yeah.
The pictures I saw were so egregious that it was wrong.
Well, it was upside down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But,
And then there all this scrambling, everyone made scramble to make excuses. Like Rachel was like, well, you know what, we finished earlier than Carl would have anyway, even with the penalty. And
well,
then Jenny, oh, the editing, like they're just all scrambling to make excuses.
so I'm starting to kind of, I don't know how much I like Rachel.
I'm kind of out on her as well.
I mean, she's okay. Like, I'm not like out as far as like never come back, but like, I don't know about you.
I don't like how she's like acting on social media. It's embarrassing.
I agree. I don't like how she's acting on social media, and I don't like how she's like so like ride or die for bananas for life. Like, it's just,
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. And then there's this like scene, I don't know if you've seen the clip of it or not, but there's a scene after they make it to the final of Bananas Rachel and Jenny, and they're like kind of dog pile each other on the bed and like hug and celebrate or whatever. Like, is I don't know. I don't like the way the direction that she went in this, honestly. I don't. So I'm not giving her like an LVP or anything like that, but she's not my favorite. I'll just say that. So Jordan and Jenny, they win this. I did give Jordan an MVP because he won this and he stayed true to his word with Rachel. When if you he talks about too, like if you think back to when the game went individual, him and Rachel made a deal, they had a handshake, and he said that the handshake is like the reason why he saved Rachel instead of Cara Maria. So Cara Maria and Tori are in elimination against each other, because Tori lost.
Yeah, Tori came in. I was gonna ask. Tori came in last then. Okay.
Yeah, as literally, she's like, well, guys, like, I don't know what the exact quote was, but something like, all I needed to do was like not shit the bed, and I shit the bed, or something like that.
She's
Like,
been doing so well too. That sucks.
But I mean, and everybody, the cast said, like this is what everybody will want, like Cara Maria versus Tori, which is kind of true, as far as like storyline goes, because of their past, even though they made amends this season and they talk about it a lot, this episode of how like they had like all these conversations and Cara Maria and Jordan, and I think that this season was really good for Cara Maria because she was able to talk through some of the errors. I don't know if they're really errors, but like the way she treated people in the past. I think that, I don't know, I love seeing growth, and I think we really saw that from both Cara Maria and Tori this season. And Cara Maria also killed that daily challenge. She got done not before Jenny, but she did it seemed like, I believe Cara Maria when she says that her and Jordan were like counting, because you see them talking for like a minute, so it's maybe not a minute, but like I don't know. I believe Cara Maria more than Rachel. And I really don't like on social media, the one thing I really irritated me what she said was when Rachel was saying that, like, this isn't my mess, or this isn't my drama, or something like that. And it's like, you literally said that you finished 45 seconds after her, so how is this not your drama? Like, I don't know.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and she's the one who commented first and replied. So don't go back a minute later and say, well, this isn't my drama when you're the one who replied and kind of started it. I saw that too. That's why I'm kind of out on her, I think.
Yeah, I agree. So I did give Cara Maria an MVP honorable mention for her performance in both the Daily Challenge and the elimination. Even though she lost the elimination, this elimination went for almost 3 hours, and it was in the water, and the water isn't, her strong suit. There were snakes. Like, she literally got bit by a snake in the water. Like,
No way.
yeah.
That's awful.
And they were like, yeah, and they were like talked about how they were getting eaten like alive by plankton.
Ew, I wouldn't, there's nothing that can make me do this stuff. No.
So, yeah. So I gave an honorable mention to both Cara Maria and Tori for that elimination. And Cara Maria.
I saw some people complaining that Tori was not treading water, but she was floating.
Well, so was Cara Maria at some points.
Yeah. Okay. So they both did it then. Okay.
Yeah, they both did it. And I guess it was like really wavy, so when they were like given the rules, and like what they were told is if like the waves came and they kind of like bobbed under the water, then that wasn't like the disqualification. It was like when they like actually went underwater.
Got it. And how did Cara lose? She went underwater.
So they had 3 different, I guess, portions of it. At first, it was just like they could do whatever, they could float, they could whatever. Then they had to like raise their hands above the water and only use their feet to tread water, or their legs to tread water. And then they had to, the third phase was have their elbows out and have their arms like completely up and out of the water. And that's when Cara Maria couldn't like really do it anymore.
That seems really difficult. Wow.
Yeah, she did a really good job, and she was crying after, and it was really emotional, but it was nice to see. Actually, I really appreciated Tori afterwards, swam over to Kara and like told her like what a good job she did, and like that was the hardest elimination she's ever done in her life, and like how, like great of an opponent she was and all that. So props to both of them. I gave my LVP to Bananas because he was like such a like whiny little bitch in the beginning of the episode.
Again.
Yeah, and just like complaining about how like everybody was against him the whole season and like
You just remind me, there's no worse. I can't even. There's no worse whiny bitch than Wes right now
Oh my
on
God.
House. But Bananas is up there.
Yeah. Ugh, those two. But yeah, Bananas got my LVP for that. Like, picking on, like, Tori, like, I mean, Tori can, t and not that Michelle can't take it, but just, like, I don't know, trying to have a rivalry with two girls, like, I can't with him. I can't.
Yeah.
I had a few quotes this episode. So Bananas, he's like, when they change to go to the airport, he's like in this like gold outfit, and it has like these pants that it, the crotch is like super baggy, and like it's hard to describe, but just like just this ridiculous outfit. And Rachel goes,
Yeah.
"Did you bring that? Is this his wardrobe?" Okay, and then Derek has a quote, and I'm so glad that they put this in there because I've been complaining about how they have left out of the edit that Derek and Ryan were part of the Ladies of Leisure. Well, finally, like, there's like a hint of it. They put in Derek's confessional, "We're in the Philippines, bitches. Like, this is what Ladies of Leisure are all about." During the daily challenge, I gave Jordan a quote. It's just one word. After he finishes his puzzle, he goes, "Bink." And right as TJ is blowing the air horn, it was just like such perfect timing. I thought it was, I don't know. Good for Jordan, good TV. One interesting thing Tori said on Bananas podcast, I thought, was that she's like, you always know what Jordan you're gonna get in the challenges. You're always gonna get Jordan 100%. But like going into a season as a cast member, you don't know what cast member Jordan you're gonna get. And she said that this season she feels like Jordan was not there to put on a show, and that he like did not care about any production aspect of like. And like he basically like didn't give a shit this season is what I thought was really interesting for Tori of all people to like kind of call him out like that on Bananas podcast. But
That
yeah.
is interesting.
And then speaking of Tori, she had a quote when she had her elimination with Cara Maria. She says, "Have you ever played a video game and you're like, oh yeah, I'm here at the final boss. This is the final boss." So I love that she gave Cara Maria her props in that way. Jordan, I've never heard this before, but both Jordan and Tori seem to know this quote. He says, "You know what luck is when preparation meets opportunity."
Oh, okay. I don't really know that either.
But I like that. And then Cara Maria, she says, okay, so she's giving her karma points. She says, "Bananas, I'm going about as low as you do every season. You're getting a one." And then she goes on to say, "I didn't write this down, but something like I bet you thought Tori was your enemy, but you didn't know I was," or something like that. And also another.
About
About Bananas, yeah.
oh, yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, another really interesting sh thing she said was that she was like, "No wonder I wasn't able to talk to Polly for like 2 months." So they didn't let Polly and Kara talk because he was on the season because of the karma points.
Oh, they didn't want him to tell her about it. Oh, that's weird. I didn't think about that aspect. Wow.
But it was Cara Maria's birthday this episode, and he was allowed to send her flowers. That was the only thing, though.
Okay, that's at least something. But isn't this when he cheated on her allegedly?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't know when that happened.
Oh, okay.
But I know that they're seemingly back together now. So it
Yeah.
seems like the final is starting on this the Sinister, where they're at. And I think that there's going to be a lot of swimming and a lot of water involved in this final, which is really interesting because I feel like we haven't really seen, I haven't seen a final that was like primarily swimming before.
Nope.
I think that gives Jordan a huge advantage. But other than that, I think everybody's on more even playing field. I think that the biggest underdog going into the final is definitely Michelle. But honestly, at this point, like, I'm kind of proud of her for getting there.
Someone on like on I think it was on Twitter was saying like if anybody else had three elimination wins and like did all the things she did this season, then like we'd be like cheering them on, but it's just something about her personality and nobody likes her. I don't know. Like
Yeah.
it's not like she did a lot of cool things this season, but it's just not resonating with the fans is the kind of the message.
And she like literally got into a relationship, not just like a showmance. Like she has like an actual boyfriend from the season. Like she's done everything right as far as like a cast member should do. I'm just like not 100% sold. So I'm actually really excited to see her in this final because I do, I mean, she's from Survivor, so she knows how to swim. I don't know that it's necessarily her strength, but she's not terrible at it. She's good at puzzles. She might do good in this final. So I don't know. I feel like this is her opportunity to prove to everyone why she's there.
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of finales, we have the Survivor finale to talk about. And first of all, I want to get your thoughts on like the last couple episodes because we haven't talked about it. What are you thinking about this season so far up until the finale?
Like, what was I thinking before the finale?
Yeah.
Well, I was really rooting for Andy and Genevieve and Rachel. Like all three of them were my top three favorites. So the episode right before the finale was really hard
Same.
because I lost Genevieve and Andy. So that sucked. And I started getting really annoyed by Teenie. I think that's kind of a popular opinion. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm not a teeny fan, and I was definitely disappointed to see Andy go, but oh man, did he do it to himself? It would have been Sam if he wouldn't have opened his big mouth.
Yeah, I kind of wish it had been Sam at that point. That would have been cool because it's like even if it was like Andy versus Rachel in the end, that would have been pretty cool too.
Yeah, I
Like,
agree.
oh, Sam, like I know Sam was fine and like he like all right, he did some cool things, but
Andy had a way
I
better
like,
argument to win than Sam.
yeah, better. Yeah, me too.
Way
So
better.
that's how disappointing going into the final, I was disappointed, but. You know, I was still happy with the finale.
So if I think it was, in my opinion, obvious that if Rachel made it to Final Three, she was going to win.
Yes.
If Rachel didn't make it to Final Three and say she got out Final Four, who do you think would have won?
Between Sam, Teenie, and Sue? Sam.
You think it would be Sam?
I don't, who's gonna vote? Who wants to be like, oh, TD won this season or Sue won this season? At least if you lose to Sam, it's like, all right, Sam.
I think that Sue had a chance because she, I think that not versus Rachel, she didn't have a chance, but versus Sam, I think she had a chance. I think there are people on
She
the
could have
jury that liked her way better than they liked Sam.
Yeah, she could have got Gabe and Caroline, right?
For
So maybe.
sure.
She's not getting Kyle.
Yeah, so did you watch that video that I sent?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy. He literally voted for Sam so that Sam so that Sue would not would get third place, basically.
Yeah, he said he knew Rachel was going to win and he
Yes.
wanted Sam to get second place.
Which do they get paid differently for second and third place, right?
I thought so, yeah.
So I guess that's like a decent enough reason, but is does he did he I don't know. It didn't seem to me, I mean, it seemed yes, he does like Sam, like they're friends or whatever, but I feel like it's more his hatred towards Sue and like I wasn't gonna let the he played a better game than her, so I was gonna let them tie type of vibe.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if second and third gets paid differently on. So I was thinking of Big Brother. I don't know about. I actually don't know that for Survivor. They may not get paid differently. Because, like, I don't hear Jeff say, and the second place person gets blah, blah, blah. I think it's like all about who wins, right?
Right. Well, I guess I don't know. I just
But Big Brother is like,
because
oh,
they're
it's $50,000 to this person and 750, you know, like they make it quite clear.
so it would just be like the title is all he's like really wanting for Sam, I guess. So obviously Rachel is the MVP because she won immunity, she broke a record. She is the only woman of color to, because she is Asian, to win four immunities. She won Sole Survivor. I mean, she made the right decision in trying to get Sam out at fire. I mean, I just think I all overall Rachel just played a great final episode. Sam did have a good tribal, but Rachel just is the best. And my LVP is too teeny because God, she's annoying and she lost and she I mean she tried hard, but even like asking Rachel, like, what do I do when she's no.
Honestly, I did feel like a slightly bad for her when the wind totally fucked her up. But I didn't feel that bad. I just like I was like, oh, that sucks.
Like, even
She
the
had the
universe didn't
oh
want me in the final three.
yeah. I think it was better that Sam was in the final three because at least you could think maybe Sam will get some votes. I don't know that Teenie maybe Teenie would have got Saul's vote if they're best friends. I don't know.
No way.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it would have been a n no
Sam,
vote.
Sam's comeback from behind was epic.
Yeah.
Were
Okay, so that reminds me of my quote of the episode is when Teenie was talking about her one-sided feud against Sam, and she said it reminded her of like being back in school, and the teacher would ask him to move the desks around, and she wanted to be asked to move the desks around.
Ugh, God, I can't.
It was just so specific that it took me
She needs therapy.
I'm like, you do not hate this man. Like you, like this is a little much.
Deep-seated.
Yep.
Deep-seated. Did you have any other quotes?
I didn't write any down, but I actually think I got inspired by Rachel when she was talking about how, I think she actually mentioned her husband doesn't really like accept a compliment or like hype himself up at all. And she's like, I'm kind of the same way. And I got inspired by that. And I was thinking, I don't think I accept compliments very well either. And that's going to be my resolution for 2025.
Oh, I love that. I love that she inspired you. That's so cool.
It made me think, because
Yeah.
I kind of just brush it off, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people do. I do for sure. It's hard to hear
Or I
good
make,
things about
or I
yourself.
laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a nervous type of thing.
Yeah. All right. And I don't mind doing that in my personal life, but I feel like in my work life, it will like further me more if I'm confident about my abilities and the things that I'm doing instead of like laughing or brushing it off.
That makes a lot.
I don't remember the exact quote, but that was the gist of it.
I love that. That's awesome. I love that you're gonna make that your resolution, and that's great.
And what about you? You have quotes?
I do. Very much so less serious than you, but I have from Sue. She says, we all thought that Sam was lying to us and that he has actually been practicing making fire and that he was going to be good. He's not good. It's like pathetic. He's going to feel like an idiot, honestly.
She's funny.
Sam, he says, the second you let your brain get to the point of doubt is the second you lost, and I'm not ready to go there yet. Sam also has another quote. He says, I got okay, so this was his like final tribal speech thing. I got voted for more than anybody here. I'm the only one in the game that has never voted incorrectly. I was voted for at four different tribal councils and received a total of 10 votes throughout the game. And I was somebody who you said multiple times, you need to get out of the game because I am a threat to you.
He did really good. He did really well at Final Tribal. He was a really good speaker.
Yeah, I like that he had those facts and that he
Yeah.
not only just like laid them out, but like kind of laid them out as a comeback. I thought it was brilliantly executed, so I had to give him that quote. And then Rachel, she says, I sit here pleased with my game and my story from going from a super underdog to a big dog, and I hope I get your vote. And then in the after show, the Andy quote, when he's talking about like how he overcame the first episode, I just felt the enormity of the opportunity in terms of the game, but like my life. Like, hey, if you stay down and you give up, like, can you even survive that? And so every single breath I take until my torch is snuffed should be like to find the will to survive, and I found the resiliency that I could never have imagined, and it's completely orthogonal to what I expected to happen. Which they made a big deal about him saying the word orthogonal, but I think Andy's just a smart guy, so kind of
He
interesting.
is smart. Do you think he's going to be the season's representation on season 50? I kind of do.
I hope so.
I kind of do.
I really, really hope so. I mean, he finished sixth, so I feel like that's a really good placing. He made it far, but is far enough back that, I mean, it is a semifinal episode, I suppose, but I don't know. I think it's still sixth place. I think it's far enough back that they could definitely use him. I think Genevieve would be another good one. I know that there were a lot of loud names at the beginning, but yeah, Andy's my favorite by far, I think. I hope he comes back.
I do too.
So I really liked this season overall. I thought it was a really great season. I liked all of the people, really that made it to the final six besides Teenie. And I guess it's always gotta have someone you love to hate.
Yeah, right. I liked the season too. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I think I obviously
Wait, what about Sue's age reveal?
Oh,
Like,
how
that
about
got like reaction, right? It was like not really, no real reaction.
and like Sam's overreaction was
Oh
hilarious.
yeah, you're right. Sam did do it.
Yeah, I that was.
I just wonder, 'cause he's what? He's like 23 or something.
I don't.
So listen, when he hears 45, he just thinks that's an old person. And when he hears 59, he just thinks that's an old person. So I actually could see him being confused just because he's so young.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're 23, you're like 45 seems like so old, right? Like, oh, that's crazy, so old. So maybe he actually was surprised, but maybe it was fake.
Or like someone like Genevieve, who's in her mid-30s, is probably like,
I knew that.
yeah,
Yeah.
you're older than. I'm not that close to your age.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I
I
don't know. I haven't had any like post-season reactions of people saying that, yeah, we knew. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to be sensitive to her. Yeah, we knew, or no, we didn't. I couldn't believe how wonderful she looked at the final tribal. Like, she cleaned up really nice. She looked really nice.
Yeah. She looks great for her age. I'm not definitely not trying to knock Sue at all.
No, not at all.
And I love the dirt contour she always did.
Yes.
So funny. So funny. Well, speaking of, I guess, Survivor people, Caroline is on the next season of Traitors. Traitors will be airing, I don't know the exact date, but in January, so next month. I think at the end of January. So I'm excited to see Caroline again, for sure.
Yeah, and Jeremy is on it from Survivor 2, and he's one of my favorite Survivor players. So I'm excited for Jeremy.
Don't know that I know who that is. What season was he on?
Did you watch 40, or you started watching after 40, Winners at War?
So I started watching around the time that 40 aired, but I didn't watch 40. I watched some of the 30 seasons. So I've seen.
I know him. Let me find out what season he's on. You might know him. I don't know the numbers.
I've seen like Michelle season and Jay season. I've seen Game Changers. I've seen, Tommy Sheen season. I don't know, just like a bunch of like random like people that were on the challenge. I've like gone back and watched some of their seasons. Michaela, everything that she was on. I think
He was on 29 and 31, so maybe that was before you started.
okay. Yeah, and I will say Survivor is a show that I don't mind going back and watching previous seasons, like Big Brother. I feel like I don't know, it's just like a weird binge. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I wouldn't be opposed to going back and watching some old seasons of Survivor.
You should watch 29. It has Natalie Anderson too, who was on the challenge.
Okay, I'll put that on my list for sure. I have a lot of days coming up off work, so just for the holidays and stuff, so
It
definitely.
was we're playing it on like the Pluto TV Survivor channel one day, and I just had it on in the background that season, and I was really enjoying it. I probably haven't seen it in, I don't know, 10 years. I was really enjoying it.
Okay.
A good
Well,
one.
I'll remember that 29, and that'll be the next Survivor season that I watch. I do like that they do it twice a year, so we have another one coming up in February. I thought it was hilarious when Jeff like announced that, how Sam like did like the thumbs down, and Jeff like glared at him, shot him like a look. It was so funny. I was dying laughing.
I missed that. Wow. I mean, I guess they're not excited about a new season. That means they're done and they're not relevant anymore.
Right, that's exactly what it was. It was like almost like his reaction was like, "Well, like you're do like this is our show still," type of. It was funny.
Yeah. Well, I was happy Rachel won. She was
Yeah.
great.
Me
I
too.
think she was an alternate on 46, and then she comes back and wins 47. That's a great story.
Such a great story. I saw a couple of the interviews that she did with people that she did like alternate interviews with, and I thought that was really such a full circle moment for her. I'm super, super happy for her. Do you have any other final thoughts about either of these two shows before we wrap up here? Any maybe All Stars 5 thoughts?
Well,
I mean, we'll
can't
talk
believe
about more, but
I can't believe we're taking Challenge 40 into 2025. I feel like it's been on so long. Not really thrilled about that, but I think it's cool that they're putting All Stars on MTV. That's pretty cool.
I agree. I'm super glad. And honestly, I was thinking like, oh, I wonder if I might cancel my Paramount Plus subscription now.
I already did that before they announced this, and I was like, I'll just re get I didn't know when All Stars 5 was going to come on, so I was like, I'll just get it again when all now I don't have to. So that's great.
Nice.
Cuz there's literally nothing on Paramount Plus I want to watch. I like Criminal Minds, Big Brother and Survivor, so like everything's over right now. So
Well, and
I don't
also
need.
all of that's on cable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's like not my favorite app. So I ditched that one.
It's not my favorite app either. It's probably my least favorite, so I think I probably will end up canceling it too. So maybe they'll realize that everybody is canceling Paramount Plus because they moved it to MTV and they'll have to move it back for the next following season. That would be funny.
Yeah, we're the problem. You're right. We are the problem.
Hilarious. All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.